Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Mike Downer, talking Hiawatha Redhawk football. They even their record at 1-1 on the season with the big win over Perry Lecompton last Friday in the first home game of the year, 21-7. And coach, a team that had been to the state title game in 3A the last couple of years and certainly came in a heavy favorite. Have to be ecstatic about the win for what it meant Friday night and your program going forward. Congrats. Tell me about the feeling on Friday night after that one.
Well, it was a great win. I was most excited for the community, for the kids. It's my job to get them ready. And at times I felt like we don't do that, and I haven't done that. It's been just the kids pour in so much work. We ask so much from them over the summer. And, we go out there and lose the first one to Troy. And that was a tough pill to swallow. And then, just from the standpoint of those guys working all summer night, and I've seen the work and the heart and soul they pour into practice. And for them to go out and get one against Perry was a huge deal for them, and so proud and happy for those guys.
So what were a few of the keys? Like, what did you feel like really stood out and your team did well to be able to beat Perry Lecompton?
Well, we played defense really well. We had that bend but don't break mentality. We let them move the ball a little bit, but when it was time to bow up and get a stop, that's what we eventually did. Offensively, we did a lot of good things as well. We ran the ball probably, I think, the best that we ran the ball since I've been here. I think we had 180 rush yards, something like that. We were able to control the clock. We kind of dictated the tempo of the game a little bit at times. I think all those things kind of adding up to us getting the win. So.
Yeah, it sounds like you felt like the team was able to not only play with some confidence but some composure, and just really sounded like clean things up and look like a totally different team than they were in week one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we biggest jump in getting better was from week one to week two, and that's kind of what I've always preached. And the kids came out week two and practiced hard and got after it. Like you said, it was nice to see them. We've been in some close games in the past, and we've never really been able to close it out and finish it. And it was really nice to see those guys just kind of stick with it, keep hammering away, keep playing hard. And that's what we always tell them as coaches. You keep playing hard, good things will happen. And good things happened on Friday. So.
Yeah, Perry, you mentioned your defense. You held them to under 200 yards, which is a pretty good accomplishment, and made some big stops and plays when you really needed. The thing I noted about your offense was that, I'm sure this is what you'd kind of like to continue, but pretty good balance. Brant Barnhill threw a couple touchdown passes. Joel Bryan, Carson Gilbert. You had, of course, Oldham run for over 100 yards last week. So a lot of guys, I guess, that you've been able through the first couple weeks to really get involved and help keep that offense balanced.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely spread it around. I think, Xavier had 7 touches. Tyler Davis had 5 or 6 carries. Cody Nevels had 8 carries. Brant had 8 carries. So it was nice. And then, we ran the ball really well, and they had to kind of start creeping up and respect that. And then Brant was able to hit him on a couple throws and then back him off a little bit, and he hit it just really well. Balanced offensive game.
Hiawatha on to week 3 on the road at Riverside. Another Big 7 contest. We'll talk about it with Coach Downard right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Downard, talking Hiawatha football. And this week back on the road at Riverside, a Big 7 league contest. And I guess the biggest thing, Coach, is to try to build off the win. It's kind of almost has to be the same approach as the tough loss to Troy in week 1. I mean, it's a new week, a new opponent, and you got to grind and put together another great game plan this week, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's our biggest key is we got to, not week 1, we come in a little bit feeling sorry for ourselves, and we do respond and bounce back and for week 2. And now it's a little bit different. Now we're not feeling sorry for ourselves. Now we're really excited, and we still got to come back down and find that balance and continue to work. And that's been the biggest thing that those coaches have been preaching is, you got a nice win. Now we got to keep fighting, keep battling, and practice needs to be tougher, and things just start picking up and being a little bit more intense. So yeah, I'm excited. They've been preparing hard and ready to go on Friday.
Riverside, your opponent is 0-2 and certainly down on numbers this year with less than 20 guys out for football, but they got some dudes, I know, and you've had some good battles with them in the past. What do you kind of see from this year's Riverside team and what you feel like are keys to this matchup?
Yeah, they, like you said, they definitely got some guys. They got some big guys. They've got us in the size category, no doubt, but You know, that's they run the ball, they throw the ball. They're pretty well balanced on offense too. So, you know, we've been trying to mix in a good run look with a good pass look, and you know, those guys have got us the last couple years. So I know our kids will be hungry. And they played really well over here last year. And so we'll see how Friday goes.
Yeah, 1-point game a couple years ago, and you were at their place, so there have been some good ones. So what about health-wise? Coach come out pretty good and got everybody. Are you feeling like you're looking to add some more depth as well after getting some JV games and such in here now this last week?
Yep, we are. We are getting a little bit more depth. No injuries. We've been clear on that, so hopefully we can continue to do that. We stayed clear of quarantine as well so far, so again, hopefully we can continue to keep doing that and keep staying healthy. Yeah, our JV guys you're right, they're starting to see some reps. We're starting to see them start making some plays, start understanding the system a little bit, which, you know, provides a lot of help for depth and subs and things like that to just help us keep going.
Next week, district play begins, so a big one this Friday night at Riverside. Best of luck in the week 3 game, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Downer, the Hiawatha Redhawk locker room chants are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and by Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.